Good morning. A Monday morning, we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Quite the crowd at Cafe Lena in Saratoga Springs, where the Berkshire Ramblers held a hootenanny.
We did. We had a wonderful time. People were singing and the place was crowded. And you know, the band has several real good musicians in it and play for money. But in this case, they were throwing in and doing everything they could to keep helping another great nonprofit, Cafe Lena, which has really become a huge part of Saratoga. You know, the fact that my wonderful Roselle, all those years ago, knew Lena and waitressed for her, made it even more beautiful. So we had a great time.
Thanks to all who came out.
Indeed.
Also some sad news. You and I and folks in our capital region knew him very well. Former longtime News Channel 13 anchor and managing editor Ed Daig has died.
Well, for many years, I was on Channel 13 with Ed Daig every night, and we would debate anything. He always took the other side. No matter what I said, he took the other side, and he was so good at it. I do remember one night, he really got on my case about something where I thought I was dead right, and he just went on, and I turned around and I said, okay, you win.
You got Daigged.
You used to call it getting digged. He was so smart. He was an engineer, and he went to RPI. But he was a brilliant, brilliant man. And he would take out the verbal dagger, and you'd have it. We used to call that, you and I, getting digged.
He will be sorely missed by many.
Indeed.
Well, over the weekend, Democratic House Intelligence Committee Chief Adam Schiff, Alan, said he won't foreclose the possibility of his committee undertaking more depositions and hearings in the impeachment inquiry of President Donald Trump, something that's been quite the hot topic since the end of the hearings last week.
That's right. What happens is once this kind of thing begins to unravel, we get more and more information. Today we are being treated with the information that Devin Nunes, who many of us really have very little regard for, turns out to have not only been on the committee that is taking testimony about this, but was intimately involved in the whole question of the Biden investigation, meeting with people himself. This is the same guy who was caught in the bushes at the White House, going up there to tell the president, obviously, everything that was going on the inside. So he's smooth, but he's somebody who really has caused a great deal of consternation. And as a result, if that kind of thing opens up, I have a feeling that Adam Schiff is going to be taking that testimony, too.
The president, meanwhile, says he doesn't expect to be impeached. The trial in the Senate, many are convinced, you and I have talked about this, will probably end up with him being able to say, I've been acquitted.
That's right. But there's something very important to remember here. The way this works is, first of all, he's going to be impeached, which simply means he's going to be accused by the House. Then they send managers over to manage the prosecution in this trial that you're referring to. Now, the chief judge, Roberts, will be the judge, but the prosecution will be the Democrats, and they'll come on and they will lay out all of the evidence. I think that the entire future of the United States Senate is at stake here because the Republicans, many of whom are up for election this year, are in real trouble. If they vote against the Democrats and they vote to convict, what will happen then? Well, a lot of them are going to have very angry constituents if they just blindly go along and ignore the evidence. And that could cost them their election, especially if it's in a competitive district with a lot of purples.
Alan, the editorial in the New York Times, why President Trump's Ukraine scheme matters. It's what the founders warned about. In his farewell address to the nation, George Washington warned Americans to be constantly awake. Quoting now, since history and experience prove that foreign influence is one of the most baneful foes of Republican government.
And there you go. That's all there is to say. If Trump proves, and I think time is going to show this, to have a strong relationship with one of the United States' worst adversaries, Russia. We used to call it the Soviet Union, and the guy who's running it was of the Soviet Union, a colonel in the KGB. The word communism is gone, but not the system of statism in which one person runs it all. The guy's a dictator, let's face it, and Trump does seem to be close to the Russians. We have a lot of evidence of that. I've repeated it time and time again. The firing of Comey, the telling to the Russians that I fired Comey to stop the Russian thing, unquote. It looks to me as if George Washington's words should be resonating in everybody's ears right now.
Then you have the prospect of the 2020 election looming over everything. And we see now officially Mayor Bloomberg has jumped into the presidential race shortly after, of course, former Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick.
Well, they're both in. I have a feeling they'll both have certain popularity. First of all, I don't know that enough people know this wonderful man who was the governor of Massachusetts and who impressed all of us so much, Deval Patrick. But you got to know. And then the second issue, of course, is Bloomberg. Bloomberg has already bought all of this time on the networks, over $30 million worth. He's going to introduce himself, and people are going to have a sense of whether or not he can win. Because I do think that winning is what is so important to so many people who want to see this very dangerous man who we have just referenced out of office. Then there's the question of what the Bloomberg networks will do. Will they be partisan? Will they be helpful to Bloomberg? We don't know that. I have a feeling he's smart enough to make sure that there's some distance there. And we'll see. I know, David, you'll be working very hard to get an interview with Bloomberg to make sure that WAMC has their own insight into whether or not he's what he is portraying himself to be.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. It's Monday of Thanksgiving week.
And have a happy Thanksgiving. I'm in charge of the turkey here, and everybody's coming, so I don't want to blow it. I want to make sure it's done right.
Can you imagine those conversations around the table this year?
We're all afraid of Uncle Irving. He'll come, and he'll say something that will enrage, and we know what that will be. Now, we don't have an Uncle Irving at our house, but there are a lot of Uncle Irvings around.